Hello and welcome back to the Riverside City Podcast, Season 2, Cape School. I'm Paul, your game master. With me we have Natalie, who plays Mirage.
Hello.
Art, who plays Chimera.
Hello.
And last but not least, Rob, who plays Codex.
Howdy.
Oh, hey Art, it's your turn to do the question of the day. He goes, fuck.
Oh, okay.
I just realized it, by the way. Like, I have a good one. I'm writing it down.
That's not fair. You kind of put him on blast.
Where would you have preferred to grow up?
Oh, I get you. Like, the same family, just different location.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm into that. Natalie, Athena's answer to that.
Where's like a foresty area?
Oregon.
Oregon. Washington.
Washington, Oregon area.
Washington.
There.
Yeah.
Or Africa, just for the...
Or like away from like the corporate caves.
So like Africa. Or if it's still in America, like Wyoming.
Bumfuck nowhere.
Got it. Okay. Rob, what about Codex?
Don't shout at me for giving the bad answer.
I will fling a thing at you.
Here.
Riverside City.
Throw this at him.
Because he loves technology. His family might not have died. They survived in this world.
Two of them didn't.
Yeah, he didn't.
Yeah.
In this world. But he probably would have loved to grow up there because it's full of technology and that's what he loves.
It's more of a valid answer than it would be normally acceptable. All right, fine.
And the golden poo.
Yes, he got hit with a golden poo. Squishy toy. Came with your own question. You got to think of an answer?
Yeah, no, I figured it would be, I hate to say it. We'd probably just exchange, you know, someplace on a beach. You know, beach, ocean, yeah, gotcha. Lake, something like that.
Fair. No, it's totally reasonable.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I got the poo back.
Rob hit Art bounced it off of Rob to bounce it towards
Rob
him.
Deflected it.
That was, if I wish that this wasn't an audio medium, because that was fantastic.
I wait for Art to finish speaking first.
True.
I did behave this time.
All right.
Recap
from last time. They got to know Team 4. They learned a few things about each person. One, they learned that Pebbles, her ancestor, is Granite, a Cape from Chicago, the Chicago area. They learned that August does not like who they are and would like to be someone else. Well, they'd like to be a different way. And they learned that Ashley wants to figure out what makes the academy tick. Yeah. And we're going to roll into it. It is, you guys made it, you know that this weekend is big. It's getting to go and meet your families. We're going to roll a dice to see who goes first.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Fine.
One, two, three, four, five, six. As I pointed, that's around the table. Fine. Three. You're going to Oregon first.
Okay.
There are literally 11 teleportation pods lined up. And this is it. This is at like 4 in the morning.
Oh.
Okay. So that we have most of the day.
Correct. Well, let's say six in the morning.
I was gonna say 4 in the morning is very.
Well, it depends on
time zones.
Time zones. Sam.
Because if it's 6 Eastern time, it's
3 West Coast time.
West Coast.
Well,
no, 2.
Yeah. It's depending 3, it's 3 on hours, trust me.
When?
We're 2 hours, 3 to East Coast. I work for a company in California. Okay. I do this shift all day.
Nothing.
All right.
But if it was 6 o'clock Pacific, it would be 9 o'clock in Eastern.
Eastern, Central, Mountain, Pacific.
Yeah.
Yeah. 3 hours different. Anyway.
And daylight savings bullshit.
Yes. Maybe. Like the fact that Phoenix doesn't, the fact that Arizona doesn't do it at all.
There's a lot of spaces that don't do it at all, but
I wish Illinois wouldn't, but they need it for farmers. I understand. The farmers said they don't care anymore, but they still do it.
It was never for the farmers.
Yeah.
What was it for? They claimed it was for the farmers.
That's what everybody believes that they were doing it for, but the farmers don't care.
They'll just work.
They're just going to work whenever the sun's up.
Yeah.
It's actually designed to reduce the electricity demands on cities.
Yep.
Oh.
Because you have more active periods during natural light.
Okay.
The more you know. Crunch, 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 crunch.
Oh, you're so right, Rob. Don't. No. Why? And me?
Because you can throw the poo at him. And now you can throw that back at him.
I gave you your eraser back.
Do you want it back?
No.
Oh, yeah, because you were using a pen. You heathen.
I'm not writing anything permanent. Everything is mutable. Everything is changeable.
Fine.
So, you're going to Oregon. It is, let's say, 6 in the morning at Eastern time. I'm sorry, Pacific time. So, you guys pop out. I'm going to say they pop you out at, like, the local high school.
Okay. I'm assuming Dad knows we're coming.
Correct. They were called the week 2 weeks before to let him know, and a reminder as well.
Okay.
And you see that, you know, you can hear the football team practicing. You know, and a particular person you really don't like over there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you see your dad, Abraham. I think I got that right.
Mm-hmm.
Beaming ear to ear with your best friend Bruce, going, "Hey."
Yep. Oh yeah.
And I your dad rushes forward to get picked, sweeps you up into a big hug. He's like, okay. "It's good to have you back, kid."
Yep.
And once your dad puts you down, Bruce walks over and slugs his shoulder. He's like, "It's been so boring up in the woods without you, man."
After.
But he's like, Bruce is like, "Hey, so I'm with you guys the whole time you're here." So
okay.
Abraham, you guys pile into. What kind of vehicle does Abraham have? I imagine a pickup truck.
Probably.
Like.
Pickup truck or a Jeep.
Now, here's the question. Is it electric or not? Because they are not in Riverside City, which requires electric. Most places are usually, almost everybody's electric, but there are still some gasoline vehicles out there.
Now, he's probably electric.
Or hydrogen, which is another thing that's popular in the East. And it's even now, it was popular for a little bit on the West Coast before they figured out it was a stupid idea. It's not very efficient.
Yeah. So, but yeah, one or the other. He's not necessarily gas, but.
Just call it. What, is it a Jeep or a truck?
I think it's a Jeep.
Is it a Jeep truck? Like that? Like
the new Jeep
Gladiator?
Truck? Yeah. Probably.
Okay.
Probably upgraded to that.
It's an electric Jeep Gladiator. Okay. And you guys all pile in, and it's got a bench seat up front because it's electric, so conveniently you all fit. And you guys pile in, and he's like, "So, introduce yourselves."
I'm Travis.
Nice to meet you, Travis.
I'm Athena.
Nice to meet you, Athena. And then he says something in Greek. Do you speak Greek?
No.
I don't think so.
I don't think anybody here does.
Is that Bruce or Abram that's speaking
Greek? Abraham. He's a nerd. What does he do for a living?
He's a high school chemistry teacher.
Then yes. He absolutely knows a little bit of Greek, enough to say something like, "Hello, how are you?"
Okay.
In Greek.
Your name is Greek origin.
I am aware. Thank you for letting me know.
A little bit of snark there. Okay.
By the way, that was me figuring that out and me telling you.
Yes, I'm like, thank
why
you.
Why would be... He's speaking Greek. Well, Travis would not. That was Rob figuring that out.
Oh, I thought that was Travis figuring it out.
No.
Are you
because
okay?
I would not be able to recognize that it was Greek.
Yeah.
Okay.
Your dad says, "So I'm going to take you guys home. I'm going to serve you breakfast." He says, I've got a veritable feast waiting for you. It's only about a 10-minute drive. Mm-hmm. And hopefully the pressure cooker's done by then.
We recently had some fun with the pressure cooker.
You didn't leave the pressure cooker running while you left the house again, did you?
In the backyard. It's fine. I know you may. I'm not allowed to have it in the house anymore. I know. And you know he's got like a little concrete pad out in the backyard that he built specifically for his pressure cooker because he likes pressure cookers, but he knows he almost blew the house up one time.
Yeah.
It's kind of a bitch when he has to use it in the wintertime, but he still wants it. And he says, "Yeah, I've got a casserole in. I'm pressure cooking some beets with sausage, and I've got some braised some cabbage in there." And he's like, it's carrots. And he lists off like 8 or 10 things. Like you know, you've had it before and it's delightful. Oh, yeah. It's delicious, but it sounds wrong.
Yeah.
He's like, and then I'm gonna leave it up to you guys what we do today. Yeah, we'll hit whatever hot spots Chris wants to. Okay. It's easy since he's coming home. And Bruce is basically just chatting up, and he's like, so, cat on your backpack.
Yeah.
He does like a hand motion, and Murphy's hair shoots up, like stands straight up, and he goes, oh, sorry, I didn't know, my bad. I was just trying to make him friendly with me.
I
can control animals.
What?
Yeah, it doesn't work.
What?
It doesn't
what do work. You mean control animals?
It doesn't work if they're bonded.
Oh no.
I can just make them friendly with me and like help make them do tricks and stuff like that.
I mean, if you have treats, then he'll be friendly with you.
Oh shit! He pulls out, like a shirt pocket. He's got like three different like tubes. Uh-huh. One dog, one labeled dog, cat, fish, bird.
Yeah.
Pulls out the cat. Pulls out three. Sorry, Murph. I got you. Sorry about that.
And then Murph.
He like looks up. He says. He understands that I'm the superior being. Yes, and Bruce and Kat says, yeah, I know. Sorry about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He says, wait, animal, you had a leg up. And he looks over at Chris. He's like,
what?
My powers and her powers are not that different.
Right. I know.
Interesting.
She didn't know about that yet.
He didn't tell you about me? I'm going to tell you about all this embarrassing shit he did. Oh. What about the one time when he was with Julie?
Julie, yeah.
When he fell in the creek?
No.
You mean when he pushed me into the creek?
That is not confirmed. There may or may not have been a goat nearby. I may push you into the creek, but yeah. I did not physically push you into the creek.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
He grins. He says, oh, shit. Have you talked to Julie?
No. I haven't talked to anybody in 8 weeks.
I mean, she knew you went to school.
Yeah. She knew I was not going to be in contact.
He says, I mean, I talked to her like 2 weeks ago, but she's in all the AP classes and I am not.
Of course she is.
So, yeah, you should probably talk to her while you're here.
Yeah, probably have to get it.
All right. So good luck with that. He gives you the dual finger guns. You guys finally make it back. You shoot the shit for a while more. You hear two or three embarrassing stories about things Chris did as a kid from Abraham. Because as he gets in on the razzing his son train. And no one is surprised. And you make your way back in. And the veritable feast that's laid before you at 7:30 in the morning is daunting. 15, 20 dishes. It fills the whole table. There's enough room for your plates. That's about it. Mm-hmm. Murphy gets his own, like, separate table full of almost, like, from like, a third of as much food to pick from. Does your dad have any pets?
No, actually.
Plants.
And he
says, hey, you should see Sonia. She's not been looking so great.
Yeah, I'll go say hi.
And Sonia is an orchid that was your mom's. Mm-hmm. And she's literally just sad.
Well, mom's been gone for quite a while.
But she bonded to you.
Yeah.
And then you've been gone.
Yes.
You're like taking Sonia with us as we leave. I mean, she's like a 25-year-old orchid, so she's a big-ass pot, you know? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, breakfast is delightful. It's obviously a home-cooked meal.
Turns into Garfield after he eats a bunch of lasagna.
Ate the whole thing.
I know he did.
He weighs like... He
now looks like Garfield.
Yeah, you can't hold him in your backpack anymore.
No, I bet not.
He's on top of your backpack now?
He's on his back, belly up, paws up,
Abraham,
and just a gigantic belly.
We're coming back here. Abraham knows how to feed a cat.
Does he say that in English?
He kind of mumbles it under his breath, yeah. Abraham knows how to feed.
Hey, Murphy.
He says, you don't give humans chin scritches, but give him a compliment for me.
You do not give humans chin scritches, but you give him a compliment for me. I'll let him know that you liked the food.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to sleep now.
Yep.
And he passes out.
I put him...
No, he is flat on his back on the table, just...
he'll be fine.
Okay.
Arms and legs akimbo, just like... is sawing logs.
I'm sure he'll be fine.
He turns into a tiger when he gets mad. I'm not that worried about it.
Yeah.
No, he'll be fine.
There's a reason why he can eat so much food now.
Yeah.
He could not eat that much before.
No.
Yeah, now that he grows.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It consumes a lot of calories.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that long of an...
lot of calories.
So, what is on the docket first for Bend? It's about... Let's say you finish eating like 9 o'clock.
Well, of course, I'd much prefer to go hiking in the mountains, but,
That could be part of it. I mean, you can go for like a couple-hour hike, you know?
Yeah, but I figured I'll give Julie a call.
You're going to rip the Band-Aid off first?
I'm going to rip the Band-Aid off first. I know better than to leave it hanging, because if she finds out I'm in town and I didn't call her
soon, you're dead.
I would be dead, yes.
You get a phone. You call. You know that she typically Saturday morning, she is, what's something do-goody girl would do? She's working at the local food pantry.
Of course she is.
Yeah. In my head, she's just like this do-gooder, like, preppy girl. Is that... am I close to what you had imagined, or no?
No, not preppy, but do-gooder, yes.
Do-gooder, not preppy.
Yes.
Okay, so maybe not preppy. Okay. All right, let me get personality down. Hold on. Okay. Right before the fourth ring, you know, where you know it's going to about to go to the voicemail, she picks up and she says, hello.
Hello, how are you? It's been a while.
Chris?
Yeah.
I thought you said you wouldn't be back until Christmas.
Well, I found out after I got there that they give us furlough every couple of...
Now you know it'll be every 4 weeks you'll get to come back.
Okay. 4 weeks or so. About once a month.
Okay. Okay.
I'm in town. If you want.
That's great. I'd love to see you.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, I'll introduce you to my couple of my classmates. They've kind of teamed us up.
I guess that makes sense. And like, she's very discombobulated.
Nothing like surprising them.
No, exactly. And she says, oh, when should we meet up? How long are you here?
Just today.
Oh, okay. I'll be at the food pantry till about 2.
Okay.
Do you want to meet me afterward or come meet me here? Whichever
we'll come pick you up there.
Okay.
I'm sure Dad will loan me his new truck.
Oh, yeah. I've seen it's really nice.
Mm-hmm.
So. How long have you been dating?
Probably not that long.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah. So not like, you know, like childhood friends kind of thing? No.
We've known each other a long time.
Because it's a small town, yeah.
Okay.
It's fairly small.
Yeah.
Smaller.
Mm-hmm.
Not a city, but a big town. Okay, so you guys going to go hiking?
Yes, I'm going to take them up into the fort, up into the mountains.
Poor technology.
I got no signal. I am the signal. I got no signal.
Yes. Sucks to be you. Welcome to the middle of nowhere. This is the way I like it.
I use my guardian shell ability to give myself 4 temporary hit points while we go on this walk.
You afraid of a hike?
Uh-huh. No. He does a lot of hiking. Well, I'm just playing up.
He's a Boy Scout. This is normal. He's just giving you shit.
Uh-huh. I actually started to identify plants as of walking.
Yeah.
They're mostly the same. So the ones that have kind of mutated with magic.
Yep.
You walk.
Robert and Harold.
Exactly.
And as you walk with Bruce, it's you fall back into old patterns. It's your best friend from forever.
Yep.
It's closest brothers. You know, you would spend, 50% of the summer at his house, 50% at your house, and it was.
No, it's the, you know. Eat lunch at my house,
and then an hour later
eat another lunch at his house with his family, and yeah.
Then you have dinner at your house, and then you go and eat dessert at theirs, if your dad's not having dessert. Are you gonna go see his mom, his parents too, or no?
Sure.
I'm just curious.
Oh yeah.
That's on the hike.
Oh, they've got a cool cabin in the woods they live in. That's not officially a thing now. So you're gonna hike to his house.
Okay.
And you kind of hike, and you cross the little creek with the vine that you grew, and it's like your original vine whip, mm-hmm. your vine thorn whip that you've stripped the thorns off of, but it's super strong still.
Yep.
Bruce is talking to all the birds and saying like, "Hey, how you doing? How you guys doing? You need any seed or anything like that?" No. Well, no, he's talking to them, and you're hearing him, and they sound like. You've seen it when a dog knows that a person's its master, its mm-hmm. owner. They treat him like that. Not like, hey, you are in charge of me, but like, hey, thanks, boss. Like, thanks mm-hmm. for asking.
Okay.
He is not a domineering kind of guy. It's more just that's his power set.
I think that's what Athena was afraid of when he mentioned that he was.
Well, no, he was literally just trying to do like an influence, like calm down and calm and be friendly.
Yeah. But Murph does not know how to do that.
Also, he's bonded, so it doesn't work.
Right.
And they're very friendly with him. Like, one of them flies over it with, like, a little tiny wicker basket full of berries. He's like, no, those are yours. You take the berries. It's fine. I get it. Jim Jam over there, he's a little hungry. He hasn't eaten anything today, but you can get those to him. And the bird will, like, drop the basket over by the other, mm-hmm. the squirrel. that he's got the ecosystem around his house on lock.
Like, oh, yeah.
Like, they don't need a security system. He is the security system.
Yeah, sort of like the plants around the house.
Correct. Yeah. You get, like, an arboretum, right? Like, you live in the arboretum, right?
Well, the natural, the trees yes. and the bushes and, yeah.
They're all on lookout. I can't wait till you get a week in Treant, just like... You're a Treant, stay there. You're a Treant, stay there. You're a Treant, stay there. All right, something attacks dad, fuck him up. Got it. Like, that's the whole conversation. Thanks, guys. Appreciate you. You have a great day. I'm a dip out. Peace. So you finally make it up to Bruce's parents' house, and it's like a ski chalet without a mountain because it's in the hills. It's, big wooden architecture, huge sweeping ceilings. And why don't you describe, I think it might just be his mom. In your head, does he have mom and dad? Or
I thought it was mom and dad.
Okay. So you see his mom and dad, and they are, in my head. Well, how would you describe them? Because I know what I have, but I'll give you.
They're the. I have always pictured them as the, not necessarily, fancily dressed, but they're, the salt of the earth type.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have them as like survivalists. Mm-hmm. Like there's a reason why they live out in the woods. You know, there is a TV in the house, but it's for like watching the news or like movie nights.
Actually, I was thinking it's more of a shortwave radio.
Oh, really? Like they're that. That's why he wanted to get your house all the time. I get it. Okay. So like salt of the earth, just almost Amish kind of like.
Not quite that far, but yeah.
Mennonite? more that way.
Yeah.
Off the grid.
Kind of a little bit more off the grid, you know.
They still let him go to high school, so yeah. Like, he gets an education, but he comes home and he's like, I have to do homework at your house.
Spend.
And the lunch they serve, because it was a couple of, it's like an hour, half hour, like an hour hike, you know, or maybe two hours. It's a ways.
No, it's probably about an hour.
They're
not that far out of the city, but yeah. They're off the beaten track.
But you also like showed them things along the way, and it's like noonish, and the spread they put on for you is rustic. Rustic would be the way to say it. It's hearty, good, but boy, howdy, you're like, man, I could do with some seasoning up on this, you know? Like a lot of natural seasoning, but very little salt because it's hard to find in the area. Unless it's mined, but then like, you pull out like a pink Himalayan salt shaker out of your pocket because you're used to it, and they look at you expectantly. You sharing?
I'll give them some salt.
And Bruce is like, he takes it from you, doses it liberally. Thank you. But they're super chill. I want to say one of them has plant powers too, not the same, but not to the same level.
I was thinking more earth-based powers.
Okay, cool. Both for both of them, or. Yeah. So, like, you see, like, the bulwarks in back, like, they made an obstacle course for fun. And they both run, they challenge you guys to go run the obstacle course. Can I get acrobatics from everybody? Acrobatics or athletics, whichever you prefer. I just want to see who wins. I'm going to roll for...
I'm assuming teleporting is out of the...
Correct. All right, so Bruce is the fiery die. Mom is purple. Dad is black. I gave them all plus six just for a blanket.
Yeah, that's why I never liked him.
15 plus 7.
22?
Yeah.
Okay.
19 plus 6.
25.
Plus 1 for guidance.
It's a sustained thing. You can't guidance.
25. 6 plus 4 for
attack. Oh. They changed up like your least favorite obstacle. They made it worse.
Yeah.
In order, Mom and Bruce, like, step for step, exactly the same at a 17, and Dad got a 24. He almost catches Codex, but kind of managed to eke it out with like a little boot, like a little boost. Maybe a little
long shredder.
Oh, long shredder himself. Yeah,
the Boy Scouts. I swear.
And then he finds out you're a scout, and you chat about that for a half hour or so. Mm-hmm. It turns out he was an Eagle Scout himself. You know, Bruce is too. He just doesn't talk about it a lot. And yeah, you guys have a really good time. Yeah. You guys probably stay there for 2 or 3 until like 1 o'clock. So because then you got to walk back to town.
Yeah, but we'll take the road down rather than
the zip line.
Oh yeah, that'd work.
Because, you know, you could have taken, like, this...
Well, there is the road that comes up here rather than the path that we
took. But the zipline is more fun.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you brought the harness and you pull out the backpack with the harnesses in it and you hand them out. And, you know, they actually had that installed so they had a fast way to get to town. And you zipline down. It's long, like 2-3 miles long. At a pretty decent grade, you are moving, whipping through the trees like a bat out of hell. Just
So who's right behind me?
Who's right behind you? Evens.
Okay.
I'm like, I'm still gonna get trolled if I'm right behind you.
Yes.
It was Athena, and he did not troll Athena.
No, I'm not gonna troll Athena.
Thank you.
I liked it because Murphy's still passed out at home. So you make it to town, and you walk down the street to where you know Sheeta works, where Julie works as a She volunteers, and as you watch, coming out of the door, waving back is your high school rival, whose name I've forgotten.
Yeah, I kind of figured.
I bet the name is Lee to go with your best friend, Bruce.
No.
So no Bruce Lee?
It's something Thomas.
It's not Isaiah.
I resisted to say that.
I want to say it started with a C.
Charles, Charlie.
Chris.
It's on the back there. Flip it over. No, the whole thing. Flip the whole pile. Michael Bishop?
What? That's not a C.
Michael Bishop.
There's a C in there.
There's no Thomas in there.
Yeah. That's the big one. That's my favorite.
Yep. Michael Bishop.
It's Michael Bishop waving in like a cute, cute wave. Bye. As he goes to walk towards his the Miata his dad bought him.
Is he walking past a plant?
Absolutely.
Tripping hazard.
Yep. Gonna have him trip him.
Roll power check. Let's see how this goes for you.
14 plus
8, 22. Yeah. He ate shit. I'm gonna oppose with the dex save. He is dex based.
Yeah.
I rolled a 5 on the dice.
That's the first time today I've dropped a die like that.
Okay, so that's a 19 to actually notice that he actually did that. So I'm gonna see what I can do to the car.
I was going to say, I'll ask a bird to poop on him.
Wow. Your team?
We can get your hand.
They have your back so hard. I'm here for it.
Can I ask a bird to poop on him?
Absolutely.
I'll ask a bird to poop on him.
What did I get out of it?
I have some bird seed.
Damn, I'm right. He does a drive-by and just drops a huge one on his back. Yes. As he's on the ground. And what'd you get on your tech? Your Magitech tech to fuck with this Viata?
And no, I'm not using guidance. Even though I probably should.
I'll
let you do it. To troll a bully? Yeah, I'll let you do it.
That's a natural 20.
Yes!
So that's a total of a 32.
What would you like to do to his car? I had an idea.
Tell me your idea.
You're going to retune his car so that you have his horsepower, and you give him you enable turbo lag, and you make it so that when he hits specifically 63 miles an hour, just turns the car off.
Oh my god!
I was thinking more closer to Big Fat Liar, old movie. Where
I don't recall what he did.
I do.
But long story short, he reprogrammed all the buttons of the car to do different things. So every time he tried to turn on the windshield wipers, the radio turns on.
I also like having the horsepower just because it's a computer. Just tell it to not work.
Yeah, I'm doing all of that kind of shit.
You just laugh.
Stone face. Nothing happened. We're just waiting for the results. I just nudge you and say, check the car.
And he looks and he sees you. He sees the plant, sees you. Oh, Chrissy. It's terrible to see you.
I see you still haven't found the way to stay on your feet.
I see you still haven't found your brain. He's not smart.
No, I know he is not smart. He's the football.
He's the quarterback, yeah. Well, quarterbacks are not usually stupid, to be clear. They're usually quite intelligent because it's a tough position. Yes. He just has perfect aim is why he's the quarterback.
Yes.
Let the guy snapping the ball call the plays. He just throws the ball where he's told.
He says,
so get back. You flunk out of the fancy school years?
No, not yet.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. No problem.
Uh-huh.
All right, so I see they're still keeping your grade point up.
don't know what you're talking about, man. I got straight C's.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
That's good. That's good.
If you say so.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Can't want to get into his school account and just double check that.
It's a fairly small town.
You could probably hack into it.
He's the quarterback, or he's the quarterback for the high school football.
I know. I'm just trying to pull up ammunition for you.
He's like 6'5", and he's driving a Miata. The brain power's not there.
Was driving a Miata.
No, he's still driving a Miata.
Yeah. I mean,
it just doesn't go very fast.
So he's like, "Well, later, loser."
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Good luck with your girl, and he laughs. You know, hops into the.
Wait for it. Wait for it.
He goes to put his car in drive.
And it turns on the headlights.
And it goes in reverse.
I was just going to say, it's going to go in reverse, isn't it?
And he thought he was going to throw it in drive and slam it. And he reverses into a pole. He's like, my car, man.
Try going forward.
He's like, he puts it in low, and it perks. Finally, he figures out reverse his drive. He goes to burn out, and it just limps forward. And he looks like he leans out the sunroof. He straightens up out the sunroof. What'd you do to my ride, man?
How'd you know it's me?
It was us.
He looks at you guys. I just got here. Fuck you. Chrissy, I'm going to get you.
You always try.
And he takes like a quarter. And he does full ass, beating you in the forehead. Like,
yeah.
Silvery barb.
Perfect aim.
So he has to re-roll it.
He's got perfect aim. It's a skill.
That's it. That's all he has. He can't miss.
Can I deflect it with a magic missile aiming for his weapon?
If you knew it was coming.
I'm going to get you, and he's showing he has the quarter in hand.
He reached down and went and flicked it out. It doesn't hurt. He doesn't throw that hard. It's just...
No, I get hit. It's not the first time this happened.
It does a point of damage. It's like, dink, and it's irrelevant.
Mm-hmm.
And he finally, he like limps it in, and he goes like turn the turn signal on.
And the horn goes off.
And then he goes to like flip his wipers to go. No, he wait, there's bird shit on my back. And he like goes to close
it's on the seat now, bitch.
He goes to close the sunroof, and it slams the e-brake turns on. And he,
you need to get your car fixed.
Yeah,
seems to have some issues.
I don't know what you're talking about, man. This is fine. He manages to limp it around the corner, and he's gone. And walking out of the thing, like waving back, it's friendly to her friends, is Julie. And she sees you, and she's very happy.
Hey, Julie, how you doing?
Really well. How are you, Chris? It's nice to meet. It's nice to see you.
Yeah, it's nice to see you. I'd like to introduce you to Athena and...
Come on. I say it every other
time. I know.
Starts with a T.
Is it Thomas?
No.
Ends in an S.
Starts with Travis.
Yes. There you go.
That's it.
I was about to say it was going to be a travesty if you couldn't remember it.
No.
I've been sitting on that one for a while.
Yeah.
Waiting for Paul to butcher it, but he hasn't in a while.
Mm-hmm. I don't know why, but that character's name just sticks in my head. Hollerin, I couldn't remember.
Yeah, I've had Hollerin was the hardest thing for me to remember. Chris, I got that. Camaro, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So she's super friendly. She's exactly who you remember. She's mm-hmm. bubbly, friendly. She walks over. She gives you a hug, you know, kiss on the cheek. Yeah. She's like, so you're here the rest of the day. I mean, do we want to go somewhere? You know, there's stuff.
I just have one question. So are you dating Michael?
No, Jessica is.
Okay. That's fine. I'm just making sure.
No, and you see Jessica is in there, and she's like beet red, just like pissed off. And, you know, Jessica's like... a hangers-on to, you know, the friend group that Julie's in. Mm-hmm. She's the cheerleader, but she's, like, the one who throws the other cheerleaders. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The burly girl who they just know they need someone who can throw people. She said, no. I mean, we didn't really establish what this thing was. So, yeah. I mean, you were dating around even then. So,
yeah. But,
We talked about growing up.
Rough. I know you can do much better than him.
Yeah, you're not wrong. I think he found a third brain cell one time, but the other two kicked it out.
Yeah, probably.
But no, I mean, like, let's go down to like the smoothie shop and catch up.
Sure.
And you go and it's friendly, and you get the impression like, no, you're probably not still dating, but she's still very friendly with you.
Oh yeah, we'll be friends for years, and yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. And you hear about like all her old things that happen with her girlfriends and shit like that. And it's a really pleasant visit. And then comes, you guys probably sit 3-4 hours just shooting the shit, like getting to know each other, like learning about like childhood bullshit and like how was high school before you went to the new school. Mm-hmm. She asked, what's your favorite thing about your new school?
Well, it's definitely not the headmaster.
This is Paul being confused, not her. Oh, what's wrong with the headmaster?
Yeah, he's a little bit of a jerk.
He's a bit of a jokester.
I was going to say jokester, but...
No, he doesn't joke very much.
No.
Strict military guy. I'll elaborate for... Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that doesn't really fit with your vibe at all.
Nope. Oh.
Mr. Go with the flow.
Yep. So, but yeah, we'll kind of shoot the breeze and...
Yeah, and then her car's right down the road, so she'll take you back to your dad's house.
Okay.
As you hop out of her, light blue sedan, you kind of like unfold yourselves from. She waves, she hops out, she gives you, gives you a heart, a big hug.
Yep.
He says, please stay in touch. I know you can't come back all that often, but...
Hopefully once a month.
Okay.
Hopefully. As long as things don't go crooked, but...
Awry.
Yeah.
And then she drops, like, a pretty, like, profound quote on you that I don't have off the top of my dome. Basically says, don't forget home.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
And you go back in for dinner with your dad?
Yep.
Again? More food than you know what to do with. And you realize, and you start to wonder, how are you so thin?
Well, he's impressing the
guests.
I'm used to that.
He does cook a lot for you, but not this much.
Yeah.
Murphy.
Oh,
no.
Murphy is in a
food Murphy coma still hasn't woken up yet.
He's woken up and eaten three more times since we left.
He rolls to your chair.
No.
Feed me.
Murphy.
Feed me more.
Murphy, you look like Garfield. Do you want to be Garfield?
I'll just shapeshift and burn it off again. I did it already twice today.
Look. Don't scare these people. Don't be turned into tigers out of the blue like that.
I turned into an ocelot. It was smaller.
It was, okay.
But big enough that it burned off the food. Poof. See, I'm a cute ocelot. Poof. Back to cat shape. See, I'm fine now. Now feed me. Your cat is carbo loading.
Yes, he is.
And dinner's good, and your dad looks at you and he says, what do I need to worry about?
Oh.
Just big, broad strokes. You know me, big pictures. Well, and then very, very small pictures when it comes to, like, chemical compounds.
You remember the voices I was talking about?
Yeah. Your siblings.
I'd like to introduce you.
Your first time summoning her?
Yeah.
Three?
It's a three.
Three. No, this is Matthew.
Yeah, we haven't had Matthew.
Mm. Oh. We mostly have Andrew.
Yeah, we've had Andrew and Rachel. Andrew.
Matthew is, he's 5'2" and looks like a bodybuilder.
And he pops out and he says, looks like my dad.
Yeah, this is one of the other siblings that was supposed to be. They seem to be able to manifest one.
Interesting. And he reaches over and he gives the kid a big hug. Mm-hmm. And Matthew just cries for a second. And he says, Dad, I'm so sorry. If I'd been stronger, maybe we could have made it through. And your dad is like, no, this is not you. This is not you. Thank you for, you know, coming out. Thank you for seeing me. If you see your siblings, tell them I love them. And we're going to find a way to fix this. We're going to find a way to get you out. We'll find a way to get you the bodies you deserve. And your dad, you know, your dad has been working on, like, he's been like the fucking Elric brothers trying to figure out how to make them a body.
Yeah.
Because the soul already exists.
Right.
He has that extra, you know, 0.6 of an ounce. He's looking for
the Philosopher's Stone.
Something to make them an actual body. But you do know your dad has, he didn't know how many there were. You told him 6, right? You told him he had all, you know, like, no, and you know there is a, theoretically there is a 7th that you've heard once or twice. You know, I'm sorry, you thought you heard one.
Okay.
We talked about that right at the beginning of the character.
Yeah, I think
There was one that you thought you heard once, but never again, and the others won't talk about them, or them.
Okay. But I figured, Dad, that should be something Dad should know.
And yeah, he's like, and we feed my other son. Sit down. He pulls another chair over, and he's like, I don't know what you'd like to eat, but eat what you want. And he says, I eat everything, and he eats. And it's really nice, and you have a nice visit. And, you have a nice tearful goodbye. We're going to spare the audience that. And then you guys are going to flash to Riverside City the next day. 6 in the morning.
Yep.
Your mom, dad, and sister roll up in a car. Yep. Let's say they knew they were picking up you and others. 6 in the
morning, which means we have to be up and into pod by...
5.
5?
No, yeah, 4.
4.
4.
Let's say it's 7, so you got to stay. We sleep till like 4:30. You're getting a little bleary eyed, and let's say they show up.
I'm part elf. I only need 4 hours.
No. Yes, you do, but no, they don't. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they need more rest.
Yeah, so they show up in like a full van. You know, and they roll up, and your mom, your dad opens the door and says, hop in, kid.
Come on, guys. I'm friends with.
I was made aware. Hence the van.
Yep.
This is not our normal vehicle.
Athena, Chris.
Get in the car. We'll do an introduction.
I know. I'm doing it as we're entering.
Yeah.
This is my father, Frederick. I was hoping he would introduce himself, but I'm having to say his name, which makes it awkward.
No, you say, this is my father, Frederick, and he says,
I like to think that this is actually Frederick saying this.
And he says, hi.
Is it just him in the car?
No, my mom, dad, and sister are there.
Okay. My mom, Jennifer, and my sister, Sarah.
This is my twerp brother. You know him. I'm sorry.
By the way, it's my older sister. She's about 26.
Okay.
Yeah. And she is an active duty cape.
Yep.
With the Gundam power set.
Yep.
A Gundam person?
Yes.
Do we know?
That was my first
Do we have
thought.
A feeling?
No.
No.
Damn it. Early.
So you guys are enjoying, you know, you're going to go through a similar scenario. Breakfast, good breakfast. It's not nearly as extravagant, more, you could think of like a high-end restaurant, and you guys enjoy, not super high-end, but like a good breakfast place in downtown Riverside City. And what do you guys want to do while you're in town? I mean, I guess you never really got to explore town
yeah,
before.
Yeah, I barely know this place.
How about we show you our couple favorite places in town?
Yeah, please, thank you.
And they take you on one of the gateway arches, the mile and a half wide arches, fucking huge architectural masterpieces. And you get to see the whole city as you go up the side in the tube. And it takes like 10 minutes. Up and down, you know, it's a big ass trip, but you get to see the whole city, and they're pointing out like, hey, there's, you know, our favorite smoothie shop is by that statue, you know, have you tried Swashbucklers? You know what Swashbucklers is? It's a boat that serves food, and you got to get on a boat to get to it. It's kind of wild. By the wharf has the best fish, and they're pointing down. They're like, and that she just points at a building with the side with a giant fish on the side, looks like a little bit like a dragon. Like that's the EPA's building, and your sister's like, I had to defend that from a tsunami one time. And they're pointing out like different things. And then your dad's like, hey, let's go spend some time together. Just enjoy each other. And what are the two things that your character wants to do with their family? With the team along for the ride, exactly. But you don't really have friends for them to introduce.
Correct. No real friends.
So but there's a reason why yours was second, because it wasn't going to be as long. So what is it that he wants to do? What is it that Codex wants to do over in Riverside City? Because he's heard tell of it.
Honestly, catch up with his mother and sister. He saw him only for a brief moment when he first got here, and then was wished away to school.
Yeah.
And so he's never really had too much of conversation, hasn't seen them in years.
So honestly, you might just talk with them for 12 hours.
Yeah.
And then let the other guys, like, hey, go explore Riverside City if you want to. Mm-hmm. And the dad will go with you. So that you have someone to a quote unquote local with you, and
who's only been local for about 2 months, 8 weeks.
Yeah, mm-hmm. two months,
literally.
But he's been there enough, long enough that he can get back to the house.
Yeah.
Well, the big old, you know, the apartment. It's probably like a 3-bedroom apartment in the stacks.
Are you kidding me? Arlano Arcology.
Oh, okay.
What the mother does for a living?
She's a dispatcher.
Yeah, for the FSA.
Yeah, so it's probably a 3-bedroom apartment in the Arcology then.
There you go.
So yeah, he's like, I should show you around the Arcology. It's pretty neat. He's like, look, he says every floor has, you know, grocery stores, parks. There's parks on like all the multiples of 10 with big open spaces that go all the way up 10 floors. So you have tons of open light. Everything you could ever want is here, and there's tons of plants everywhere. Would you like to roll a power check with the plants?
Sure. 15 plus 8.
There's a very powerful super who is maintaining these plants. Like, I'm talking plant power set rank 4.
Okay.
Who is using, essentially, is he grew all these plants and he's maintaining them. They're getting food and water and things like that, right? But they would wilt from the lack of sunlight and things. And there's plenty of light because there's lots of skylights and there's angled things so it's light bounces around and there's natural sun lamps and things like that. But
obviously there is somebody else.
They're also a defensive mechanism.
Oh.
They're alive.
Well, all of the plants are alive.
Awakened.
No, they're not awakened. They're so much as they are. They're all like a trap detector, and you notice like some of them are like anti-gas. They would like suck in a gas attack. There's some that are anti-fire. They would like absorb the smoke.
Okay.
They're a defensive mechanism. And the thing that keeps repeating to you is Demeter.
Ooh. Greek.
Yeah.
Hades is wife.
Yeah.
No.
No,
that's Hades Persephone. Is technically mother-in-law.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. No, Persephone's the child. Demeter's the...
No.
Mother-in-law, you're right.
I know my Greek mythology.
It's been a while.
But yeah, you keep hearing Demeter protects us. Demeter feeds us.
Demeter shelters us.
Demeter shelters us. Things like that.
Okay.
And you're actually led down a rabbit hole, and eventually you are led to a beautiful... open the top floor, on the roof of the disc before the towers, and sitting in the middle of the most verdant garden you've ever seen is a woman with olive complexion, dark brown hair, and just the plants are swaying with her as she sits in the middle of this field.
Okay.
And but eventually you make your way there naturally, like as you're kind of walking, as you're talking to the different plants, and you're like, she's, you know, like, and she looks up at you and she just smiles.
I'll smile back.
And the plant next door waves, you know, and you can tell that at least one of the trees up here is awakened.
Okay.
There is a defender up here.
Of course.
And there's like the thing you may not think about is this thing is 3 miles across. There are parks up here with trees and, you know, artificial river or that goes in between them, you know?
Okay. Yeah.
And yeah, but she waves.
I'll leave her be.
Yeah, but she but game recognizes game. She sensed that spark in you and wanted to make sure you knew she was around. Basically, she had the plans that lead you to her.
I kind of figured that.
Yeah. And the dad's just happy to be there. What's his spark?
My father's spark?
Yeah.
Magic.
Oh, just magic?
Straight magic.
And mom is just tech, right?
Correct.
So you would be magic tech. Got it. Yeah, and dad is like, speak with plants. Oh, okay. That makes sense now. Little lady, is there anything? There's a pet store down the way if you want to go. I don't know if you want to go see a pet store or something. I don't know. Like, he knows you do animals. He doesn't know your secondary power set.
Sure. Let's check out the pet store.
There's a pretty cool pet store. Mm-hmm. It's got, like, a bunch of exotic animals that were, like, captured, and they're being, like, let's say a cow, like, had them and they weren't supposed to. They're brought here as, like, to find them a new home. And there's things like everything.
So it's a pet rescue.
It's a pet rescue, yeah, mm-hmm. for like exotic animals. So right. There's like an alligator.
Yeah. I've been to an exotic pet store before.
Yeah, but they're very well taken care of, and there's someone there with a similar power set to Bruce.
Yeah.
So they're all very well behaved, mm-hmm. you know, and they're kind of just, and it's massive. It's like maybe mm-hmm. 600 or 700 feet on a side, and there's plenty, each of their own habitat and things like that. Mm-hmm. But it's interesting. And you can feel Tim is, like, giving me ideas.
What?
I take ideas.
Who's Tim?
Ted.
Ted?
Ted's like, you trying to give me ideas? You hear him in your head.
Like, what are you thinking?
I don't know. Maybe, I mean, like, alligator's kind of cool. Maybe I turn into alligator next
that's
time.
That's an animal of the sea. That's
oh, it's not.
Land. No, it's, yeah.
I think animal of the sea only has a swimsuit.
It has a shorter land speed.
5 foot?
I said it's shorter.
Yeah, very much so fucking shorter. Shit.
Have you seen how fast crocodiles and alligators move in the water?
Have you seen how fast they are on land?
Yeah.
Like bullets.
Mm-hmm.
It's scary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, over very short distances.
Yes.
Yes. Like a dwarf. Very scary over short distances.
Is this maybe alligator next time?
Do you want to be an alligator next time?
Kinda.
Will you not die in 2 hits?
I make no promises.
You seem to take the most damage out of yourself and Murphy.
He has scale. He has and reinforced fur. I'm just a spirit.
I'm just saying, if you're going to be an alligator, you gotta step it up, bud.
I'll try. Try my best.
Okay.
And then you also hear a voice, like a very effeminate voice, like, hello.
Where is that coming from?
Inside your head.
What? Hello? Hello?
I'm the bird form you don't ever summon. You almost spit up your drink.
Well, what's your name? It better start with a fucking D.
Betty. I don't have one.
You don't have one?
What's my name?
Tina.
Declined.
Your name is
turned down.
Tina.
Declined.
Then I don't know. What bird do you feel like you are? Out of the birds
depends
that you're looking
at. Depends on what you need.
Look at the birds. Which bird
there
do
is
be?
A there's a gorgeous peregrine falcon.
Mm-hmm.
With clipped wings, so they can't fly.
Mm-hmm.
It's like kind of fucked up.
Yeah.
Actually, correction. It's very fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
They're working to get someone in who can cast regenerate, who mm-hmm. can fix it.
They do regenerate on their own.
But it takes a while. But yeah, there's a falcon. She says, I'm like that. At heart.
Okay. Poof.
And what's her name?
Harry the Peregrine Falcon.
Tina.
I was thinking Evie or Harriet.
I was thinking Betty. Keep with the bees for your...
Ted?
Betty.
How the fuck is that keeping with the bees?
I know. Exactly.
It's keeping with nothing.
Exactly.
God damn it.
The look on Art's face is just like, what the fuck?
I want out of this episode.
Can I be bail.
Oh, yeah.
So what did you go with?
Harriet.
Okay.
The cape with the T sound?
I swear to shut up.
You do not hear the beast, the C in you. You know they exist, but you don't hear them.
I'm the They're beast quiet. Of the air that you never summon.
It starts with you. Yeah.
All right, well, now I have a Murphy on my back. I have a falcon on my shoulder.
Right, Murphy weighs like an extra 6 pounds.
I bet he does. Hey, Murphy. Is that all? Murphy.
He burned the rest off.
Murphy, you gotta burn off the 6 pounds, bud. You're kind of getting a bit heavy.
I'm thick.
I am aware.
With 3 C's.
You said that you weren't going to do that much for dinner last night, and you lied. I heard you in the kitchen.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I heard you in the kitchen at midnight.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You went in for dessert.
I went in for second dessert, to be clear.
How Get dare right. you?
But yeah, so it's a nice day. Travis, you get to know and you realize that they're very much the same person you remember, just with more trauma. Mm-hmm. But it's slowly healing. You learn that your mom has been, instead of being an N-911 dispatcher, she's an FSA dispatcher. She has power over technology, but it's limited. It's very much so like any machine she's touching, she can optimize it. But as soon as she lets go, it's not. So they pretty much have her work the switchboard and just keep her hand on it somewhere, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I think it lasts for like 10 seconds, like 5 minutes without her. So she can like go to the bathroom and come back. And she's just optimizes their computer systems, things like that. Your sister works as a pretty minor cape. Her Gundam's only like her sized, so she deals with like break-ins and
she's also minor an bank understudy properties. At university.
Yeah, and she's an undergrad or graduate student.
Graduate student, sorry.
Yeah, she's a graduate student, so she's not really spending that much time as a cape yet. And she's debating if she's going to go part time or if she's going to just do it when it's needed. But she hasn't made a decision yet.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, she asks you about how your powers work and like how you figured out and
yep,
what
do you? I show her my full suit.
And she's very impressed. She's very impressed. She's like, I wish mine was that small so that I could actually like bring it with me places.
Because
mm-hmm. I've only figured out how to get it to. And she shows you like the small form is like a Tony Stark style briefcase.
Hey, it's like, still impressive.
Yeah, but it's pretty fast to put on. She like stands on it and it like forms around her.
I ask her how she actually powers it with it being so small.
Me. But it's powered by me.
Really?
Yeah, I tried to build an energy core and I didn't need it. I took it out and it still worked. So I recycled it to put it into the blaster.
All right.
But she gives you some tips. Like the next time you need to make a check for like involving armor or weapons, you'll get advantage. Because you're kind of inspired.
I like that last word.
Inspiration.
Yeah, take an inspiration. It's fine.
You're too easy on him.
I don't give
him. If I tried to fucking do that shit,
I got one in the last 4 games. I get Art's donations.
That was the Art donation plan you were on. Okay, so that's pretty much what happens with that trip. Not to shortcut it and make it, you know, half as long, but. Kind of what happens.
Yeah.
But it was a catch-up trip for you, so the next one will be better. Again, 6 in the morning California time, so you guys get to sleep until 7:30. trust me, I know this times. You guys wake up, and you get in the teleportation pod, and you pop over to?
My place.
What's it? Which is it?
Or
is it?
Where do I land?
San Diego.
Yeah.
Like at the, it'd be like on the helipad of the building you live in.
All right. Well, we head down.
Yeah. Your dads are there mm-hmm. and they're very happy. They sweep you up and they're like, and you're swinging around on top of a building. You're like, why am I up here? I hate it up here. You don't have problems with heights, do you? Huh? That character problem no. with hypes? No. So you're fine. But they take you downstairs again. What do you eat? What do you happens? Breakfast. It's
breakfast.
Herc tried to make it.
No.
And when he tries to make it, and he's like, "It'll be done soon." And you
don't eat it. Don't eat it. Don't eat it. Don't do it. Don't eat it. Just trust me.
Nighthawk says, "Shh, don't worry. I already ordered breakfast.
Thank you.
It'll be here soon." And you hear a bang as the whole pot of sausages he was cooking all burst into flames and then explode. Like, how did he fuck it up that bad? You're still not sure? He might have put oil in the pan and lit it or something, maybe. Like, he's like, "I'm so sorry, guys. There's no breakfast." And then the doorbell rings. And Nighthawk walks over and comes back with bags full of breakfast. Like, beautifully done. Like, you know, your favorite breakfast place as a kid.
Yeah.
As like a teenager, you know.
Yeah.
And says, "I had a backup plan." And Herc is just like devastated. He's like, "You can't believe me." He's like, "No, I believed in you, but I wasn't gonna let it fuck up our daughter's breakfast." And he's like, "Fair." And they move on.
And then we move on.
So you guys eat breakfast. It's very good. Mm-hmm. They had guesstimated what your breakfasts were. I'm gonna because they ordered it instead of making it. So I'm gonna guess your breakfast orders for fun. I think Codex is a meat lover skillet kind of guy.
Try Asian cuisine.
Okay, but it's not Asian. It's breakfast food.
A little bit more rice in it.
Oh, instead of like, okay, yeah. They're like, sorry about that. But do you eat? I can order something else.
I'll eat anything that's put in front of me.
And for Chris, it's I want to say it's like a fiesta skillet. Like, it's got onions and peppers and steak and
that works.
Eggs, you know.
Didn't you know that one? What? Wasn't he your friend? Vegetables. Plants.
That's him making a plant. It's the second time he's made that joke.
Yeah, I know.
It wasn't funny the first time.
It wasn't funny the first time either. keep beating that dead horse.
Maybe in like
three. No, that's right there. Pointing to the steak.
Maybe in like three more episodes you try that joke again. Maybe it'll work.
It's never going to work.
The one time you get a laugh out of it, you're going to be so disappointed in yourself.
Be like, "Oh no, wait, never mind. Taking back the laugh."
Yeah, honestly, I forgot I did that one already.
I know. That's the best part.
I thought
you erased it from the pretzel that broke yesterday.
Yes.
And then it is what your actual favorite breakfast is, because mm-hmm. it's Nighthawk ordering it and it's right. What is it?
I mean, mine. I feel like it was. I don't even know. Like,
I imagine it's like a breakfast sandwich with like a sauce on it, and then there's hash browns on the side.
Yeah.
So you guys have breakfast and it's nice, and they say, "All right, so we're going to the zoo today."
What?
And then the beach.
What?
And we're going to go to the zoo, and we're going to go to the beach after.
There you go.
Because it's a little too cold by the beach until noon. Oh, nice. and then we'll go to the zoo from like 9 to noon, and then we'll go to the beach afterward, okay?
That's fine.
There's plans. I would assume that there's plants at the zoo that are alive. I don't think they're all fake.
No.
No, actually, it's mostly live plants there.
Thank God.
Because it makes the animals more comfortable. And also, there's some exotic shit there, too.
Mm-hmm.
Which would be interesting for you. So you go to the zoo. It's a zoo.
Yeah, I stay away from the reptile house. I have a specific fear of snakes.
Oh, yeah, it's not good for you. So,
but make it obvious to them.
Is your piece of land going to take the form of a snake one day?
The what?
Is your piece of land going to be a snake one day to fuck with him?
No, oh my gosh, no.
See, of course, I want to go to the reptile house. I had a snake for a pet.
I forgot about that.
Come on, let's go to the reptile house.
You know, he's never told you about the fear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then why would you be randomly bringing it up?
No, he said he wants to go.
Yeah, let's go.
Because I had a pet snake.
I have to go to the bathroom. I'll meet you.
Gotcha. All right. It's all good.
Yeah, so it's a visit to the zoo. Natalie, you hear about a panda. You hear about a pair of monkeys plotting an escape.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to succeed.
Mm-hmm. I hear the plan. What's the plan?
The plan is to throw a poo at the person coming in with the food, mm-hmm. and then dart under their legs and run.
That's not going to work.
Tell them to aim for the face.
They are going to aim for the face. And then you do hear about a lion whose plan is to hoard food. The food doesn't stay. It's not going to work. And they're going to waste food.
Yeah.
You tell him it's a bad idea?
I tell him it's a bad idea.
He's like, damn it. I was hoping I could eat more. Mm. It doesn't work. It's the same amount of food.
No, you know that they take the bowl away when you're done. What? After a certain time. You're not.
I'm always asleep.
Yeah, they notice when in the morning it's gone.
I assume it disappears. Damn it. Hey, tell him to find me a lady lion. This is boring.
I tell one of the workers, the lion looks kind of lonely. Maybe there should be another lion added. Like maybe a female lion.
Well, yeah, but with the monsters, we're so afraid that one of them's going to mutate. So we're trying to keep them everybody separate.
Yeah.
They had a single, it was in the bird exhibit, actually grew like blade wings and cut its way out.
Oh!
And it was a big deal, so they've been very careful since.
Gotcha.
But you're thinking, but you realize that it's probably been enough time that could probably not, but you're not the person to make that decision. But yeah, so you have a nice zoo trip, and then all right, guys, go to the beach. We've done well. Herc looks at you guys and says, "I got you all swimsuits, assuming you didn't already have them."
Mm-hmm.
And they are freakishly stylish. Like the Herc may not be good at much, but he knows what things look good. And he hands each of you your swimsuit, and Athena's like, "You have yours, or I did get you an extra one, and it is tasteful, but well done."
Mm-hmm.
Or you can use I also brought with your old one. And he puts that up next to it.
I'll take that one.
The new one?
Yeah.
All right. So you guys go to the beach. And the beach is in the, it's gorgeous. And you go to you go down to Malibu to get there. The beach is gorgeous. The sand is perfect. It's obviously been cleaned recently, you know, the swept, you know, with all the junk and shit out of it. There's no glass in the sand. And as you guys are settling in, you have lunch with the hot dogs on the grills there, and it's delightful. And as you guys are kind of like swimming and you're making sandcastles and shit, you hear a roar from the water.
You Professor son of Orb. A bitch!
Professor Orb! Identify!
And with that, it's time to end, y'all.
You are not nice!
Night, everybody.
Take care.
I swear.